Wednesday, August 27th. Today I visited the Arc de Triomphe. Place? The Arc de Triomphe. In France, it's called Arc de Triomphe de l'Étoile. Short history. This took 30 years to build. It includes beautiful sculptures, inscriptions, the names of 660 officers, important treaties, and scenes from Napoleon's military victories all intricately carved into the limestone. Fun facts. It's located in the center of one of the busiest intersections in Paris. 12 different streets come together to form a chaotic roundabout with literally no lanes, sidewalks, or even stop signs. From above, the arch looks like it's the center of a star, étoile, with streets shooting out like rays of light. What I liked best. Views, views, and more views. By walking up the Champs-Élysées, although I personally rode a hot pink moped there, you'll get a full view of the arch and see just how majestic it looks sitting at the top of the hill. I had breathtaking views of the entire city, plus a bunch of famous landmarks. And I was actually able to see the Eiffel Tower light show. Back at l'Hôtel Magnifique de Paris. When I arrived back at the hotel from the Arc de Triomphe, Chloe and Zoe were in the lobby waiting for Mackenzie. The dress had already been delivered, and the three of them had agreed to pick it up from the front desk. I had to admit, I felt super nervous. Why? Because I was pretending that it wasn't my dress. Chloe was pretending that she was buying the dress as a birthday gift for Zoe. And Zoe was pretending that today was her birthday and the dress was a gift from Chloe. That said, we probably should have come up with a strategy that didn't involve a pack of lies. I mean, who did we think we were? Mackenzie Hollister? I spotted Mackenzie at the front desk, and we anxiously scrambled after her. By the time we caught up with her, she had already picked up the dress and was admiring it intently. "I knew this gorgeous dress looked familiar," Mackenzie exclaimed. "It's a knockoff of the design that Blaine Blackwell did for your band." Chloe, Zoe, and I just stared at her and shrugged. "Well, that's strange. Why would you want a knockoff so desperately that you'd borrow money to buy it?" Mackenzie asked, eyeballing us suspiciously like we'd just robbed a bank or something. "Sorry, Mackenzie. We'd love to stay and chat with you, but we'll just take Zoe's dress and get going," Chloe said as she snatched the dress from her. Mackenzie yanked the dress from Chloe and yelled, "Sorry, but it's my dress. I paid for it with my credit card." Then Zoe grabbed the dress from Mackenzie and said, "It's my birthday present from Chloe, so the dress belongs to me." Mackenzie snatched the dress from Zoe and screeched, "You already have a real Blaine Blackwell, so this knockoff is mine!" People in the lobby were starting to stare at us. It was crazy, because my BFFs and I were literally having a tug of war over the dress with Mackenzie. She was pulling on the dress with all her might, while my BFFs and I were doing the same thing. "Let go! It's mine!" the four of us yelled. Suddenly, we heard a loud rip. All four of us just stared at the dress in shock like, "Oops." Finally, Mackenzie grabbed the dress and snarled, "This dress is mine, and no one is going to take it from me." OMG, I could not believe this was actually happening to me. My BFFs and I spent hours searching dozens of stores and had finally found the perfect dress. And now it was basically in shreds. That's when we decided to just let Mackenzie keep the stupid dress. Chloe, Zoe, and I trudged back to our rooms, feeling totally defeated. "Nikki, I'm really sorry things turned out so badly, Zoe sniffed. What are you going to do now? Chloe asked. I sighed deeply and bit my lip to keep from crying. Well, the last thing I want to do is show up at the photo shoot not wearing my designer dress. I'm sure that will only make things worse. Victoria will probably fire me on the spot and make me swim back home. So I'll call Trevor tomorrow and explain everything and offer to pay for the dress. Wow, that's a lot of babysitting money, Chloe exclaimed. I hugged my BFFs, wished them good luck at the photo shoot tomorrow, and closed my door. I traveled halfway around the world to Paris with my bandmates just to do that photo shoot for the Oh La La Chic magazine cover. But now that dream has turned into a nightmare. I collapsed on my bed in tears. Mackenzie has won.